The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on Tuesday, May the 15th. We've got a couple of topics today, starting off with Lori Woods, Unlimited Opportunity in Boonville. Welcome to Radio Friends, Lori.
Thank you.
Now, back in February, you had a pretty big disaster at Unlimited Opportunity.
Yes. Our entire agency was destroyed by fire, and we have since moved on. We've relocated to a couple different places. Our administrative offices are down the road on the highway in just a little strip mall. Mm-hmm. And then our workshop, who provides services for people with disabilities, we do recycling there, paper, cardboard, glass, that type of thing. And then also our secondhand store, which is Savvy Seconds, has reopened down on Highway B across from where Walmart used to be.
So you've got three different locations?
Basically, yes.
But when tragedy struck back in February, there was never a doubt that you were going to be back running.
No.
Because everybody that was working there had their heart and soul
into what absolutely
they were doing.
Yes. I mean, the very next day, our trucks, thank goodness, weren't destroyed, that pick up all the cardboard and everything. We pick up from over 200 locations in about five different counties. Mm-hmm. And so they were back out collecting cardboard and paper, and for several weeks and a couple months, we had to bring it to Columbia, drop it off there, have somebody else sell it for us. But we still had to pick up from our customers. So we were still doing that.
How many people are working with you?
Well, we have about 100 staff. But that also, we do have homes that we have people in too and stuff. But clients, we provide services for about 200-plus clients. Mm-hmm. And then in the sheltered workshop, there's probably close to 50 clients that work there.
Why don't you tell, if some of our listeners are not aware of exactly what Unlimited Opportunity is, explain.
We provide services for people with disabilities in Cooper County, developmental disabilities, and we have several homes, we have day programs, we have our workshop, we have a secondhand store, we have a children's program, we have a community employment program, so pretty much anything that people with disabilities would need in Cooper County were the place to go.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's why it was so important to get back up and running again, which you did.
Yes.
When do you feel that you're going to be back in one location again? That's not a fair question.
No, we thought 12 months, but it's already been since February and it's April now. So we're just now getting the process where we're getting our vision going and thinking, what's our building going to be like, and mm-hmm. you know, trying to settle things with insurance. So we're thinking 18 months probably.
Okay. If people listening want to help out, get involved, what can they do?
Well, everybody has been really great, especially even the fire department in Columbia. If they hadn't showed up that day, I'm not sure what would have happened.
Debbie Sorrell sitting here, she's up here next to
us. I know. They can donate their recyclables. That's a great thing. Cardboard, paper, glass, bring their clothing to Savvy Seconds. You know, always monetary donations, volunteering.
Is there an email address or a website people can go to?
Yes, UOI, www.uoi.org.
Okay. Our phone number if somebody wants to call?
Yes, 660-882-5576.
Okay. I think we got it all in there.
Yes.
Lori Woods, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you.
Continued success.
Thanks.
Continued success.
Yes, we appreciate it.
Now, my friend over here, Debbie Sorrell, Columbia Fire Department. Good to have you here.
Paul, nice to see you.
Yeah. Now, we've had, this is Tuesday, May 15th. We had a pretty good wet April and start of May, but you wanted to talk about people burning.
Burning or doing burn permits, because during that rain, we also had a lot of wind, too. So with downed trees or limbs, folks may want to clean up a little bit.
But now, wait a minute. When you talk about a burn permit, you're not talking about a burn permit in the city of Columbia.
I am.
People can burn in the city of Columbia?
They can.
I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. I thought only out in the county.
That's why we're talking about it today.
So if you live in a subdivision in the city, you can build a big bonfire and burn?
Well, let's not do a big bonfire. But if you have a large city lot and if you have twigs, sticks, things like that, I don't want you raking leaves. You can't burn leaves in this city, but I'm also not making you pluck them off each limb, you know.
Okay. But you know how, like, out in the country, you do those prescribed burns and you burn the grass.
For the pastures and things like that.
Can you burn your lawn in the city?
I don't want you to burn so closely to a building or to your neighbor's house.
Okay, but so no, it's not good to do a burning of your grass in the city.
It's we won't do it, no.
It's not allowed?
It's not allowed. So good or bad, it's not going to happen.
Okay.
But there is a lot of cleanup. Or what if we had our little fire pit where we want to have some hot dogs or s'mores or something like that. Mm-hmm. So
you got to get a permit for that?
Not for that. If it's less than 3 feet in diameter, and we get a lot of calls from people saying, the Boy Scouts are coming over, and we have a small little campfire we're going to have. That's okay.
Okay, 3 feet in diameter, you can have a campfire in the backyard.
And we would sure like you to stay with it. And we want you to have something to put the fire out, whether it be a rake, shovel, extinguisher, garden hose. Mm-hmm. But that's
now, does it have to be – okay, this might seem like a silly question. But if you're doing a fire in the backyard, not in a barbecue grill.
All right.
But you're going to do a camp out in the backyard. Uh-huh. Should it be dug into the ground and you have a – it's like a pit with rocks around it? Or can you just burn it right on the ground?
And either one would be okay. What we're seeing a lot now is the little fire pits that you buy at local stores and stuff that are elevated on legs and catch all the ashes and have a screen that go over them.
Yeah, like a Weber.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
okay. Something like that.
But you, if you're planning to burn – sticks in the city of Columbia.
Yes.
You can't burn leaves.
Right.
But you do have to have a permit.
You have to have a permit. The only ones you don't have to have a permit on is if it's a warming fire for construction crews in the wintertime. If it's below 32 degrees, they can put lumber inside of a burn barrel to get warm. Nothing treated.
Yeah, I was going to say, no treated lumber because then you're releasing.
Like exactly. And that's what the large commercial land clearing operations will involve ourselves with the Department of Natural Resources with the permitting process.
Okay.
So
if people have any questions about any of this, you can call the fire department.
Do it. Call us at 573-874-7391.
Okay.
It'll give you to the marshal's office. We'll answer all your questions. Help you.
Now, if you live out in the country, do you have to have a burn permit?
A burn permit?
Yeah. Do you have to have a burn? If you're going to do prescribed burning.
If they're large burns, you would still have to go through the Department of Natural Resources. But the rules with Boone County Fire District, I don't know.
Okay.
But to call them and let them know, hey, I want to burn off my field, how appreciated
All
is
right.
that?
Debbie Sorrell, Columbia Fire
Thank
Department.
You very much
Thank
for
you
having
so
me
much
come
for
over.
Coming by. Pleasure having you here. Tomorrow, Greenhouse Theater Project and Dance Arts, our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director is Danny Madison, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. And drop me an email, something you'd like to hear or see, pepperp@missouri.edu. Bye-bye.